Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Mean, and joining me, as always, is no one. I am on my own this week, just with the time of year that it is. Myself and Connor's schedules are just a little bit different this week, so we weren't able to get together to record a Hero Zero, but we didn't want to leave you guys without something, so I thought I would be let loose, and I get full unsupervised access to any character in Marvel Comics ever. So Hero or Zero is the show where we take one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points, their bad points, and just generally give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. Now, Connor usually takes DC characters, whereas I take Marvel. It would have been a DC week, but being that it's the Sean-only show this week, we're doing a Marvel special. And I've been on a little bit of a ban recently. So I'm not currently allowed to talk about any multiverse variants of heroes because, quite frankly, I was taking the piss, let's be honest, because that just gives me infinite opportunities to talk about the same character multiple times. But being that Connor isn't here this week, what I'm going to do is I am going to talk about a variant of one of my favourite characters, probably my favourite character. I love Spider-Man. For people that don't already know that. And the trailer came out for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse this week. Now, there's plenty of Spider-Men show up in that trailer. However, there's one that I haven't seen that I really hope shows up. And that is Spider-Man. Now, I've mentioned Spider-Man on the show a couple of times in the past. However, he's not really, usually he's not really big enough to, I suppose, devote a whole episode to. So this is going to be a bit of a quicker one, a bit of a shorter intro to a character. But I think he's fun. I think he sums up kind of the beauty that multiverse stories can be. So we're just going to start from the beginning. So starting off, the incident. So Peter Parker was once a promising young student invited by Max Modell, alongside his best friend Gwen Stacy, to tour the Bleeding Edge Company at Horizon Labs. Now, all sounding very familiar, one of the experiments that Peter and Gwen observed was a massive colony of spiders that the company was bombarding with radioactive particles, studying genetics and things like that. Natural progression, genetics, bombard spiders with radiation. So Peter actually fell in to this colony of spiders where he was seemingly devoured. That's a comic book, so the word seemingly, you know, means he really wasn't. So in the process of the spiders eating Peter Parker, these radioactive spiders became a singular hive mind that absorbed Peter's consciousness. So if anyone heard the report on Swarm that I did, I think a year or so ago, very similar to Swarm. So all these spiders have the consciousness of Peter Parker. They masquerade as Peter Parker. They conform themselves into his being. And the Hive calls itself Spider's Man. And begins to fight crime in Cruel York. Now, Cruel York, imagine New York in the Marvel Universe, but much, much, much worse. So it's Earth 11580. And basically, New York is ruled by... Okay, so New York is ruled by the Goblin Queen, who in this universe is Madeline Pryor, who is a clone of Jean Grey that they made, that Mr. Sinister made after Jean Grey was seemingly killed by the Phoenix Force. All with me? So, she is the Goblin Queen in this universe. So, the Goblin Queen's servants took to the skies of Cruel York and started bombing and kidnapping random citizens. Now, when the Green Goblin, Norman Osborn, who works for the Goblin Queen in this universe, Norman Osborn basically attacked Gwen. However, he was interrupted by the timely arrival of Spider-Man. So while Spider-Man was focused on, there were three goblins in front of them. The Goblin Queen, Green Goblin, and Jack O'Lantern, who we've talked about on the show already. So, Jack O'Lantern slashed open the back of Spider-Man's costume. That's very difficult to say, Spider-Man's. But instead of, a flush of blood or seeing his bare skin, instead a horde of spiders burst out of the costume and started overwhelming Jack O'Lantern, crawling up into his mask and incapacitating him, terrifying the other goblins. So Spider-Man is so messed up that he scared Norman Osborn in full goblin mode. And all of the goblins actually retreated after this. Having seen everything that happened, Gwen Stacy approaches Spider-Man and she realizes that it's Peter. And she's like, Peter, we can still save you here. Like the people at the lab, they made these spiders. They know how they work. They can turn you back to human. But Spider-Man turned away from her, warning her that it was too late for him to be anything other than a monster and that she should keep away from him, before disappearing into a nearby alley, basically dissipating into a horde of spiders. There's just an empty costume left behind. So he's fully gone in his own head. This is the last we saw Spider-Man for some time, up until there was a run. It's recent enough. It was called Superior Spider-Man. And in Superior Spider-Man, Otto Octavius, Dr. Octopus, is dying. Basically, his body is shutting down, so he's going to be left as just his mind trapped in his body. He does not want this, and so what he does is he swaps his mind into Peter Parker's body. He knows he's Spider-Man, and he declares that he is going to be a superior Spider-Man. He's going to take up the mantle and basically do everything that Peter Parker wasn't willing to do. So that's who Superior Spider-Man is. There is also a group in Marvel Comics called the Inheritors. Now, the Inheritors are... the easiest way to think of them is vampires. So they are an extremely ancient group, and they would always hunt and eat so-called totems. So totems is something that was introduced... this is so many tangents. Something that was introduced in Spider-Man comics. Basically, the spider powers are gifted to certain individuals. The Inheritors have the ability to travel the multiverse, and so they travel the multiverse hunting down basically spider-powered people. That's their whole deal. So what happens is that the Inheritors come back and forth every so often. They're defeated, they reform, all of this. And on one of these times when the Inheritors returned, Superior Spider-Man of Earth 616, the main Marvel Universe, decided that the best way to fight them would be to gather as many spider-powered people as possible and basically fight the Inheritors head-on. So they set up, it's called Spider-Geddon is the event, and they set up the Superior Spider Army. And Spider-Man was recruited into this by Superior Spider-Man. And this was this is what the Marvel Wiki said. He was recruited at a time when he had begun to develop a particular taste for human flesh, though he tried to conceal this from his newfound allies. So he's nothing like Peter Parker anymore. He is a weird, messed up hive mind of spiders with the impulses of spiders, but the thinking capabilities of a man is probably the easiest way to describe it. He was approached, so Spider-Man was approached by the Spider-Man of Earth 44145. Now, that is Spider-Norman. That is a universe in which Norman Osborn gained the spider powers. Okay, so you have big massive spiders talking with Norman Osborn with spider powers, but the intelligence and assets of Norman Osborn. So the two of them came up with a plan. So they thought, these inheritors, this group of vampires, they're traveling the multiverse and they're hunting down spider totems. Wouldn't it be easier if they were just locked in one universe and the rest of us could just ignore them? That we could just stop worrying about them forever. And so their plan is to seal the inheritors away on the prime Marvel universe. So Earth 616, they are going to basically allow that world to die, because the inheritors will kill everyone. They will kill humans if needs be. And they will feed on humans. So they want to leave Earth 616 to die, but that would then save the rest of the multiverse. And Spider-Man is totally cool with this idea, by the way. So, Spider-Norman was having a discussion with the superior Spider-Man, who is Dr. Octopus at this point. That's a ludicrous sentence. And he said that both he and Spider-Man had decided to leave the group. Norman saying that he would take him back to his world and find a solution. So they both left the kind of central hub that all of the spider people were meeting up in. And they both left and they teleported, and I need you to be on board here, they teleported to the Web of Life and Destiny. So, the Web of Life and Destiny is a point in space. It is basically, okay, so the way it's described, it's a three-dimensional construct in a five-dimensional space, and it acts as the model of the entire multiverse. So, the Web of Life and Destiny is on Earth 001 in the Marvel multiverse. So, it's been there from the start. The spider powers have been there from the start, and they're attached to this Web of Life and Destiny. That's why there are so many variations of Spider-Man. There's one in every universe, in every multiverse. So, the Web of Life and Destiny is basically controlled and maintained by one of the inheritors called Karn. Karn is not interested in hunting. He's more interested in creation. He is an outcast from the inheritors because of this, and they actually, Karn ends up being killed. So Spider-Norman and Spider-Man arrive at the Web of Life and Destiny, and they see Karn's corpse. Now you'll remember, Spider-Man has a taste for flesh at this point. So he starts feeding on Karn's corpse. Then, Norman decides to destroy the Web of Life and Destiny, trapping the inheritors on Earth 616. He's going to fulfill his plan. However, before this happens, Spider-Man spreads all of his spiders across different realities across the multiverse. So, Spider-Man is now, it's the same consciousness, but in many different realities across the multiverse, is what he's done here. Inheritors are sealed away. That's the end of that issue, basically. They end up defeating them on Earth. I think they send them to some kind of poison radioactive planet later on. But Spider-Man is free, basically. He can go, he is everywhere. He can do whatever he wants. Later, He uses this, he teams up with Superior Spider-Man in the main universe. He's used as a spy, because he can just be a spider on a wall, basically. And then he is eventually defeated by Superior Spider-Man after he turns on him. So that's where his story ends. That's the last we've seen of him up until now. And that's why it's kind of a short report. He's really features in about one story, and that's it. But I just think it's a really cool concept. Like the spiders being more in control than the man is. In terms of powers and abilities, the wiki actually redirects to a character called Carol King. And Carol King is someone who is from the main Earth 616 mainline universe. Carol King was a bully in Peter Parker's class. So in the original event, in the mainline Marvel universe, where Spider-Man gets his powers, when he's bitten by that radioactive spider, Carol King sees it happen. And he notices later on Peter exhibiting superhuman abilities, basically. When he's figuring it out in school and stuff, and he has all those awkward moments, Carol King sees all of this happen. Carol decides, he puts two and two together, and he's like, I want spider powers too. So Carol located the dead spider, who was in some vault or something, and he, because he couldn't be bitten by it, he eats it. And eventually his body started to break down into a hive mind of spiders. He unintentionally consumes his own mother from the inside out, and then his father, and then his girlfriend. It's really horrifying stuff, but he learns that every time he eats someone, he gets stronger. And he decides to do this enough times to where he can take down Spider-Man. He then started basically stalking Spider-Man to keep an eye on him until he would realize he was strong enough. He disguised himself as a woman and just asked Peter for help, because he knows Peter is Spider-Man. And then he knocks Peter out, ties him to a chair, and decides to eat him and wear his skin and live as the Spider-Man, essentially. Peter managed to free himself. Carol runs into an energy box, and the explosion kills most of his spiders. Only one survives, and this spider goes out into the street, but ends up getting stepped on by a New York citizen. So that's the end of Carol King. The reason I bring all of that up is that the powers and abilities and the power grid are the same. So he is a human hive, so his body is actually 1,000 or more spiders that inhabit a human shell. They contain Carol's consciousness and can take over another human body by eating them from the inside out. Every time he eats someone, they become stronger. The possessed person can also cling to surfaces and scale walls. What's also interesting is that Carol King and also Spider's Man don't trigger the spider sense, because they are just spiders at the end of the day. If it was triggered by regular spiders, it would be going off the whole time in New York. He also has possible immortality, so because his consciousness is so spread out, once one part of the swarm survives, it can multiply. So we can just start from zero, essentially. And then in the Marvel 1-7 rating system, we have an intelligence of 2, strength of 4, speed of 3, durability of 4, energy projection of 1, and fighting skills of 4. So pretty good across the board for a bunch of spiders. Maybe not as good as, you know, Spider-Man at his peak, but still enough of a danger to be taken seriously, I suppose. But that, like, it's kind of a short one, as I said, but that is my report on Spider-Man. Just a really weird idea of a character that, honestly, I'm fairly sure he just was meant to pop up in Spider-Geddon and be gone forever. But I think he'll occasionally pop up. I think we'll see him in a Spider-Verse at some point, because he's so weird and he's so gross, and I think that would be fun to see in animation. But yeah, that is my report. It's kind of weird doing this without someone else to throw it back to, and someone else to ask questions on. But I hope everyone enjoyed. And if you didn't hear, we will be, so the shows next week are going to come out as normal. We will be taking a bit of a break then from the 26th up until kind of the new year, just to have a bit of a break, refresh ourselves, spend time with family and things like that. But I think I'll just take us out. Thank you, everyone, for listening to my little episode of Hero or Zero. We'll be back on Monday with a bit of a special Movie Mondays, actually. Stay tuned for that. Wednesday with Weird News Wednesdays, and next Friday with another episode of Hero or Zero. Big thank you to all the patrons. Everyone who supports us over there is an absolute legend, and we couldn't do the show without you all. Patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast for that. The merch store is linked below, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist. Just the one. And I think that's about it, Sean. I think so. So I've been Sean Meehan. And we'll see you all next week, guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.